Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Judy Patrick, who is with us. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
All eyes turned toward Washington last night as President Donald Trump addressed Congress and area representatives certainly reacting to the speech.
Republicans heaped on praise for the president's agenda, and Democrats called it no more than rhetoric. Paul Tonko, he said, as an engineer, I know the difference between a speech and a plan, and there are no specifics here, he said. John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, said he saw in the president's remark a bold agenda of tax relief, national security strength, and job creation through increased economic growth. He was optimistic that Congress would work with the president on the policy he was proposing. Several local representatives responded to Trump's remarks on health care, during which he called on Democrats and Republicans to work with him to save Americans from this imploding Obamacare disaster. Elise Stefanik, the Republican from upstate New York, said in a statement that concerns with the Affordable Care Act are some of the most frequently raised issues she hears about in her stops and meetings with constituents across the district, and she said it was time to replace this law with common sense reforms. Tonko, however, wasn't impressed. He said he was hoping to hear just how President Trump was going to improve the Affordable Health Care Act, and he said he did not hear that. On Trump's proposal to spend $1 trillion on infrastructure and create millions of new jobs, Tonko said he had wanted to hear about clean energy investments and funding for ensuring clean drinking water. Said he was hoping he would hear inclusive options for infrastructure beyond roads and bridges. So that's some of the quick reaction we got from the speech last night, which aired around 9 o'clock, so it happened fairly late in the evening.
Meanwhile, there's been a reversal. This has to do with the Saratoga Charter Review Commission.
A long-standing story. Back when I was a young reporter more than 30 years ago, I covered the same issue. But in Saratoga Springs, they are discussing changing their form of government. Saratoga Springs has a commission form of government, which means it's governed by a mayor and four commissioners, each of whom run a specific city department, such as public safety and public works. Saratoga is just one of two cities in the state still under this commission form of government. The other is Mechanicsville. On Tuesday night, the 15-member charter commission voted unanimously to hold the charter referendum during the general election on November 7th. They initially were going to have this election in May, and there was strong opposition from the public and public officials about having the vote so quickly, so they decided to vote in November rather than May.
Judy Patrick joins us on Wednesday. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, good to have you back.
It's nice to be back. The weather's great, isn't it?